Today is Wednesday, November 11th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I was away yesterday, but I think the show posted okay. I was driving, and I told Mark to open up the website and make sure that the audio had posted, and it looks like it did. So I hope all of you got the show. So yeah, I was going for a haircut, and they tried. So I've been honest about this. I wear a hair system, whatever you want to call it. That is the non-derogatory term, so that's what I'm going to call it. And that's why I drive so far, because it takes specialists to actually be able to do that, install it. And so I drive that far. Apparently there is someone here in town, or there is an office here in town. And eventually I need to get up enough nerve to go to that person and see if they do a good job. But honestly, the reason I haven't done that is because it took me a long time to make the decision to even do this. And I knew that this company did a good job, and even they don't do as good of a job as I would like for them to do. So sometimes I'm unhappy. But it took a lot of trust for me to start doing this. And switching just kind of makes me nervous. But I did. They wanted me to try this free trial of a new one. And the base of it, so the base of these, like a wig, the base of these is a lot of times lace, which is a little bit thick, depending on, now the front lace is very thin, but a lot of times the lace is very thick, especially if it's a hairpiece that's going, or a hair system that's going on the back of your head, because it's less noticeable in the back, and you don't have a hairline to worry about and all that kind of stuff. And all my hair in the front is mine. My hairline is my hairline, et cetera, et cetera. I just have a monk bald spot in the back. But they wanted me to try this new one that is more skin-like. It's not lace. I don't know what it's made out of. I don't know if it's silicone or plastic, or I'm not really sure what it is. But it's a lot thinner, and so it feels like there's nothing on your head. Like the lace ones, you can feel them. They get itchy. Sometimes if they stretch out, they can be a little wrinkly, and you can feel that when you run your hand through your hair, et cetera, et cetera. And these are supposed to be more realistic and also, you know, basically not feel like you have anything on. Even if someone was to like run their fingers through your hair, they wouldn't notice. And so the trial, the free version, is not customized. And what that means is, so when you go in and do this, when you go through this process, they make a mold of your head. Now, it's not a very sophisticated process. They literally take saran wrap and they wrap saran wrap around your head. And then they put tape, like masking tape, on that, on top of the saran wrap. And the tape holds the shape of your head because they put it on that saran wrap. And then they take a Sharpie and they draw around the size, basically, that it needs to be to cover up any thinning, et cetera, that you have. And then they cut that around the saran, they cut the around the tape and the line that they've drawn, and they send that to the company whenever they're making these. So they make them custom. They're specially, you know, designed to fit exactly to my head. For the color, they take clippings of your own hair, and I used to think they dyed it exactly to your hair color. I've come to find out that's not the case. They have various different shades of all the blondes and browns and whites and grays and et cetera, et cetera. And what they do is they create a blend of their pre-done colors that matches your hair color. But they do a very good job. They do a very, I mean, it matches almost exactly. But this one was a trial. It was free. They didn't make me pay for it. And these things are very expensive. And they didn't make me pay for it. And so it wasn't custom fit to my head, and it wasn't a custom color. And so I'm not super happy with how it blended in. I don't know if she didn't do a good job, or if it's just because there was no way for her to do a good job because it's not custom. But the thing is, based on this, I have to decide if I want to continue with this type or continue with the lace version. And I don't know, because it feels fantastic. It feels like I'm not wearing anything. And for the past 4 years or however long I've been doing this, I can always, it feels heavy, not heavy, but I mean, you can feel that you've got something on your head and you can feel the itchiness. And when I go to like scratch my head or run my fingers through my hair, I could feel that there's lace there. And there were just little things like that that would bug me. This, no. It feels like my skin. It feels like there's hair just coming out of my skin, honestly. But this particular fitting that she did is not looking as good as I would like it to look. And I'm very picky. Like, I'm super, super picky. I look in the mirror over and over and over again. But if they do them custom, it probably will fix that. And it will look great and it will feel great. But I don't have any way to know that. And because they're expensive, I'm going back and forth. I'm like, should I do this? Should I go ahead and pull the trigger? You can buy a one-off, but the problem is if you buy a bunch of them, you get a discount. And so if I say, I just want to buy one, I'm going to pay more money for it than if I were to buy a package deal. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do because it feels great. And I think it might work better than what I'm currently doing should it be customized to my head. And so I've got to decide. Now, I still have two of the old kind that I had already paid for. And so I kind of have to work my way through those regardless. But I have to decide, you know, whether or not I'm going to do this. So that's what I was doing yesterday. And so, I mean, it doesn't look horrible. And I mean, to be honest, we're just at home all the time now anyway. So it doesn't matter. And most people wouldn't notice because I'm very particular and very, like, I notice any little thing, a little lump somewhere, a little bump where it shouldn't be, or a hair sticking out where it shouldn't stick out, or a slight difference in color or anything like that. So I don't know. It's I'm overly picky, and because we're at home all the time right now, it doesn't even, who's seeing it? Me and Mark. That's about it. So we drove in the morning and we split it up. So Mark drove the first 2.5 hours and then we stopped and got a snack and then we switched and I drove the rest of the way so that I could go into town. Or he doesn't like driving in St. Louis, the city. So then we got there and I was super early. I was about 45 minutes early. And they went ahead. I think she was able to see me. I waited about 20 minutes and then she was able to see me. So apparently she had some cancellations and was able to get me in early. And they take your temperature and you have to fill out a form and put on a fresh mask when you walk in the door. So they're all very safe. So we did that. I also called a lighting company. So I'm kind of backtracking here, but I forgot to mention it. Mark and I want to pay to have lights put up on our house. And I know that's a bit of an extravagance, but since we've got this brand new house, and Mark loves Christmas. The Philippines, they are really big about celebrating Christmas. And I love Christmas as well. And he loves decorating for Christmas. But the thing is, we've always wanted a really nice outdoor light display with the really crisp, you know, roof line sort of lights with the really nice, you know, perfectly straight, because we see that all over the place and we want to do that. But A, I'm not getting up on the roof because I don't want to fall and break my butt or something. But also, I've just never been able to get a light display to look as neat and crisp and nice as these professional ones that you see. And I decided, you know what, we're just going to do it. So while he was driving, I Googled and found a company that does it here locally, and I called them, and they gave me the information. And I don't even want to say how much it costs, because some of you frugal people will be like, Adam, oh my gosh. I mean, it's not that much money, but, you know, it's not cheap. And you're renting the lights. You're not buying them. So you're paying. They come and install them. they design them. Now, one cool thing they do is they create a design. They come out, take a photo of your house, take measurements. They create a design with some computer software or something. And then they're going to do a Zoom meeting with us this Friday and show us the design. And then we can add or take things away and, you know, agree to what we want to do. Then they'll tell us the cost. And then they'll come out and do the install. And then they leave it up, I don't know, for a couple of months. I'm not really sure how long they leave it up. And then they come and take it down. So we're going to do it. I mean, we're just going to do it because I want to. And that's that. We also went to IKEA yesterday. And I think I may have found a couple of chairs, a couple of faux leather chairs for the studio. So I'm thinking about, there was no way we would be able to bring them back with us. And so I'm thinking about going ahead and pulling the trigger and ordering them online and having them delivered, because it looks like they can now deliver to my area. When I was looking at desks a few months ago or a couple of months ago, it didn't look like they were going to be able to deliver. But at least for these chairs, it's showing that they are going to be able to deliver. There is a cost, but we're never going to be able to drive to St. Louis and pick them up. We don't have a vehicle that's big enough. So I may do that. I haven't decided, but I'm looking at buying a couple of nice faux leather chairs with ottomans to put up here in the studio. So we'll see how that goes. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.